products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Boy, oh, boy, just what we don't need, some more rain. Rain is likely at times today and tonight. Carry the umbrella. You're going to need it. High today, 64. Low tonight, 58. Tomorrow could be a couple of leftover showers, perhaps. High temperature around 70. Then much cooler air on Wednesday, highs in the 50s. Even colder Wednesday night, Thursday night, as we get another little taste of Arctic air. A couple of nights with freezing temperatures. We'll only be in the 40s for a high on Thursday, and then maybe upper 20s by first thing on Friday morning. Morning around dawn. Does any of this sound familiar? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A newly released audit of Montgomery Public Schools from October 2017 to September 2018 shows over $700,000 missing. The audit says letters were sent to current and former employees requesting repayments of the money. The school system says policies and procedures are now in place to keep this from happening again. The plan to bring cruise ship passengers affected by the coronavirus to Anniston in Calhoun County has been canceled. Senator Richard Shelby, along with Representative Mike Rogers, confirmed this news after speaking with President Trump on Sunday. And the search is on for a man convicted of murder who escaped from a Talladega County Work Release Center. 43-year-old Daniel Miner was serving a life sentence for a 1994 murder conviction. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net, the Goodson Group, 551-0225.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Russia. Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
You mean hooey like this?
With you, Mr. President, all roads lead to Putin.
Yeah. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
Welcome to your life.
You know, when everybody wants to rule the world, Jack Campbell's lip-syncing at me right now. He's very dramatic when he does it. 272-9228. But when everybody wants to rule the world, especially in election season, even in this dear democracy of ours, people do terrible, terrible things. Almost anti-undemocratic things. Well, not anti-undemocratic, anti-democratic or undemocratic things.
Well, little D democratic things.
Yes.
Not big D.
Little D.
Because big D's bad.
Well, and speaking of something like that, the breaking news as of a few minutes ago, Harvey Weinstein has been found guilty of a criminal sexual act in the first degree and rape in the third degree. Good. Good!
What is a criminal sex act?
Off the top of my head,
I am afraid to know what that means.
Yeah, I have no clue. I have no clue, but here's what I want to do now, folks. First off, congratulations to the Bernie Sanders campaign for their victory in Nevada. And I think you and I are simpatico on this, Jack. We both agree that careful what you wish for on the right, folks. You could think, oh, the best candidate to take on is Bernie Sanders. Careful what you wish for.
Yeah, I listened to a segment of NPR over the weekends called Left, Right, and Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I think her name is Liz Brunig. She's a writer for the New York Times. And then there was a guy, I think his name was Tim something, with the Washington Examiner. And I don't know who the hell was in the center, but Liz Brunig is a big Bernie supporter.
Mm-hmm.
But she trashed Bloomberg. I mean, trashed him. And I thought, you know, she said he will never beat Donald Trump. There's no way. I mean, she just went on and on, mm-hmm. all the reasons why Bloomberg was a bad, bad choice to be their nominee.
Well, it sounds like there's one theory out there that Bloomberg, because of his history with Hillary Clinton, is trying to clear the field and make it to where she, backed by his money, ends up being the nominee at the end.
Are they that close?
Close enough to have a contested convention and summon Hillary Clinton.
Ugh. Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be a wise move.
No, I don't either.
And the way Democrats are fighting right now, I think it's Bernie's for the taking. But all the normal policies,
I don't know. I mean, Biden's leading in North Carolina. I mean,
or South Carolina
right now.
Okay, well, maybe Biden has a good showing.
If Biden pulls it out in South Carolina, people are gonna say, you know, they're gonna say, you know, you can win some primaries early on and not be the nominee. I mean, that does happen. But I think the Democrats are so scared of Bernie right now.
Yes.
That he's going to take them all down.
Well, and the establishment, Jack, is so scared, they went back to the same well that they've been using to take on Donald Trump. It hit me over the weekend. You know, when you keep doing the same move, like we covered at the beginning of the show, you keep running that same offense, that same play over and over again. People who aren't really all that sophisticated, like myself, start to get wise to it.
Mm-hmm.
So in the midst, right before Bernie Sanders wins Nevada and starts to really get this momentum, what is the news report that comes out? Oh, yeah, it has to do with
Russia.
That Russia, the Russian Federation, and Vladimir Putin want Bernie to win the Democratic primary. And this is right after, on Thursday night, Friday, we talked about it Friday morning at length, that intelligence officials said in a House Intelligence Committee briefing that Vladimir Putin wants Donald Trump to win, and he's helping Donald Trump.
How? How can he help Donald Trump?
That's exactly what Republicans and Democrats in the meeting asked, saying, well, how are they doing it? Why would they do that? And what's the intelligence behind it? And none of that was provided. So it makes me wonder, Jack, if you are trying to take on the establishment, say you're a populist. Now, you might be a right-wing populist like Trump. You might be a left-wing populist like Bernie Sanders. Anybody that has a good social media, online following. It's almost like the establishment is ready to say,
Russia, Russia, Russia.
If you gain any traction whatsoever.
Well, every foreign leader has his or her favorites
right.
in every other nation's elections. And I'm sure that, you know, I don't know what, they have no idea what Putin's up to.
Right, but it's. I don't think it works.
No, it doesn't work. I mean,
there are a few.
Define interfere.
Right, exactly.
Define meddling.
Like, have they
can't.
They change the vote tallies? No.
No. Do they bring a bunch of illegal people over here to vote? No.
Oh, what they do is they propagandize and divide Americans. So the American establishment goes, hey, Russia, that's our job. Those are our dopes to propagandize. It just is very convenient that Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are being accused of being backed by Russia.
By Russia. I mean...
And this all started last week. And I think the Russia narrative is actually the convenience here. But the big stink last week was that this intelligence briefing is given to the House. It leaks to the press. Surprise, surprise. Adam Schiff would leak. And then reports come out in the Washington Post that Trump then yelled and screamed at the Director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, and fired him on the spot. And then Trump appointed a lackey.
A gay one at that.
Yeah, this gay Grinnell. Which, by the way,
and they're trashing him. Oh, he has no intelligence experience.
And it makes me think that this whole leak on Russia, at least from the press's standpoint and a few people managing this narrative, it's like, how can we kick up as much dirt as possible to bring suspicion to Richard Grinnell, the incoming Director of National Intelligence? Well, here's where it all started to come together for me. I called you over the weekend, Jack, and I just read a New York Times piece. I believe this came out on Friday, late Friday night. And the headline is, Richard Grinnell begins overhauling intelligence office, prompting fears of partisanship.
wait,
isn't that a perpetual fear? Give me a break, you asshats. So here's what this reads as. I'll just read directly from this New York Times article. Richard Grinnell's tenure as the nation's top intelligence official may be short-lived, but he wasted no time this week starting to shape his team of advisors. Apparently Grinnell's mission, because he's only going to be there for a few months.
Right, it's not a permanent thing.
Is to clean house.
Now, he's been appointed the... What does O stand for?
The office.
The Office of Director of National Intelligence.
Right, which has a lot of people in it.
Oh, yeah.
Set up... there really were issues with the run-up to Iraq, I believe, and the selective use of intelligence. So, Grinnell has been appointed to clean house, but...
Now, he's an ambassador right now to...
Germany. He's now the head of... He's Director of National Intelligence. But let me read... Listen to this. This is the first sentence, the first paragraph. Richard Grinnell's tenure as the nation's top intelligence official may be short-lived, writes the New York Times, but he wasted no time this week starting to shape his team of advisors, ousting his office's number two official, a longtime intelligence officer, and bringing in an expert on Trump conspiracy theories to help lead the agency. Hey, New York Times. Number one, when you, in serious tones and with serious stone faces, talk about the intelligence community, I can give a damn about the intelligence community.
But all this is editorializing that first sentence.
Yes.
It's not news reporting.
Yes.
To make the comment about
the number two guy,
yeah.
An expert on Trump conspiracy theories. Who they're talking about, folks, and I knew who they were talking about as soon as I saw that. They're talking about Kashyap Patel, or known as Cash Patel. He first worked for the DOJ, and then he was hired by Devin Nunes. And part of why Devin Nunes hired him is because Patel, while working for the DOJ, says, I was in the room with Andy McCabe. I was in the room with Strzok and Page. I was in the room with people like Rosenstein, the whole team at DOJ. And I knew these, I've wondered to myself, how could it be that these incompetent people continue to rise to the top? And so Nunes hires him, and they start something called Operation Medusa. You got to cut the head off if you want to kill the beast.
Right.
And they're looking into how the Russia investigation starts, how Crossfire Hurricane starts, as well as activities by, let's say, intelligence agencies. That's where Patel being the number two guy to clean house is a great thing. Intelligence agencies were spying on the Trump campaign and trying to compromise people like Michael Flynn and Carter Page and Papadopoulos, as well as Jeff Sessions. Well, this all culminates, their investigation. Cash Patel is the main guy. It's not Nunes doing all this stuff. It's young guys like Cash Patel that it culminates in the Nunes, you really could call it the Nunes-Gowdy memo in 2018. And at that time, the media mocked it. They called it a conspiracy theory. They called it a nothing burger, or even worse than a nothing burger. And then they praised Adam Schiff's counter memo. And they started smearing what should be a no-name staffer, Cash Patel, in the press. For no damn good reason. Maybe it's because Patel was actually onto something. Nunes was actually onto something. But they smear Nunes, they smear Cash Patel, and they say Adam Schiff has it right. Nunes and those damn dirty Republicans are just covering up for Trump. Well, we wait how long? A year and a half, if not more. And in late 2019, something called the Horowitz Report came out. And the Horowitz Report, in vast ways, profound ways, vindicated the work of Devin Nunes and Cash Patel and showed that Adam Schiff was dead wrong, if not downright lying, about the Steele dossier, about the spying on Carter Page being predicated and right. And so now, as Trump has to pick a new director of national intelligence, he picks Mr. Grinnell. And Mr. Grinnell picks as his number two, Mr. Cash Patel. Cash Patel is the guy who knows where all the bodies are buried. He's the guy who investigated this Russia hoax, this what some are calling a paper coup. So no wonder the New York Times characterizes Cash Patel as this. Mr. Patel was best known, this is the New York Times directly, Mr. Patel was best known as the lead author of a politically charged memo 2 years ago that accused FBI and Justice Department leaders of abusing their surveillance powers to spy on a former Trump campaign advisor. The memo was widely criticized as misleading, though an inspector general later found other problems with aspects of the surveillance. No, not other problems. Patel was vindicated.
Hell yeah.
He was damn right. And see this game they play. They're so... Y'all are liars.
God, they're such liars.
You're GD liars. Excuse me for using harsh letters. The hell with you folks. Former Trump advisor. You know what's interesting, Jack, about a FISA warrant? Is, say, Carter Page. I get the warrant on Carter Page. You can look backwards in time when he was a Trump campaign advisor. And y'all been covering up. And so my only thing I hope for the New York Times and the Washington Post, Jack, and all these folks that are now smearing Cash Patel once again, and now incoming Richard Grinnell, is I hope you try to smear him more. I want you to get louder, dirtier, meaner. Reveal who you really are. It's about time they clean house. This is actually draining the swamp.
And the reason Grinnell's appointed is because he's a friend of Trump's. Mm-hmm. He's one of the only guys he can trust.
Right.
I mean, you can't trust anybody up there. You can't even trust his own staff.
And then we get to this thing that ended the week on Friday, where the House Intelligence Committee was briefed that Putin wants to help Trump. And Putin also wants to help Bernie Sanders. Well, that leads the new national security advisor, the guy who replaced John Bolton, to go on the Sunday shows. His name is Robert O'Brien. I want to play the beginning of this interview. He went on with little Georgie Stephanopoulos, but he also went on with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation. Let's listen first to the president and then to the beginning of this interview.
They're trying to start a rumor. It's disinformation.
It is?
That's the only thing they're good at. That Putin wants to make sure I get elected. Listen to this. So, doesn't he want to see who the Democrat's going to be? Wouldn't he rather have, let's say, Bernie? Wouldn't he rather have Bernie, who honeymooned in Moscow?
That's the president at a Friday rally in Las Vegas, claiming that reports of Russia interfering in his favor was Democratic disinformation.
It is.
When we were in Las Vegas Saturday, I spoke with the White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, who was in our Washington studio. I asked him if he had assured the president that this particular U.S. intelligence finding was real. He strongly disputed it.
Well, I have not seen the finding. I think what he's referring to and what folks are talking about is a briefing that took place last week at the House Intelligence Committee that was leaked to the press. And I have not seen that report. I get this secondhand, but from Republican congressmen that were in the committee, there was no intelligence behind it. I haven't seen any intelligence to support the reports that were leaked out of the House.
But the White House was briefed on February 14th. Were you not in that briefing when the president was informed?
Well, there's no briefing that I've received, that the president's received, that says that President Putin is doing anything to try and influence the elections in favor of President Trump. We just haven't seen that intelligence. If it's out there, I haven't seen it. I'd be surprised if I haven't seen it. The leaders of the IC have not seen it. So, again, I don't know where this is coming from. I've heard these rumors and these leaks from Adam Schiff's committee, but I have not seen them myself, and I've seen no intelligence along those lines.
Wait, just to clarify, are you saying that Joseph McGuire, the former acting director of National Intelligence, did not inform you about the U.S. Intelligence Community's findings?
No, I don't want to get into to private conversations in a presidential daily brief, but I don't think Admiral McGuire was necessarily informed of what was going to happen at that hearing in the
right.
House either. And again, there's nothing that he's given, no information Admiral McGuire gave us, Gina Haspel's given us, Director Haspel, Ambassador Grinnell, the new acting DNI, that comports with what was leaked out of that House Intel Committee. So I haven't seen it. The leaders of the intelligence community that I've spoken with haven't seen anything that comports with what was leaked out. But again, those leaks, I don't know if that's what the briefers told the House committee. Those were just simply...
Well, that's contradicted by reports that the Director of National Intelligence, McGuire, did brief White House officials. But more broadly, the FBI director at the beginning of the month, Chris Wray, testified that Russia continues to try to influence the elections, mainly through social media manipulation. So this pattern of behavior has continued. Russia is undeterred. Are you denying that is happening?
No, what I've heard from the FBI,
I'm going to stop there because he answers, of course, Russia's interfering. See, this is what they've been doing since day one. They say that Russia is interfering in order to help Trump.
Right.
And that Trump colluded. So Trump goes, I didn't collude. So they come back and say, oh, so you're saying Russia didn't interfere. No, I'm saying I just didn't collude. I have not seen any intelligence, says Robert O'Brien. You heard it clearly there. Or really analysis, which he gets into with George Stephanopoulos. By the way, analysis is not the same as raw intelligence. Says, I haven't seen any intelligence that suggests President Putin is trying to interfere to help President Trump. And Margaret Brennan comes back and says, so you're saying Russia isn't interfering? No, why don't you listen, Margaret? But it's not just Margaret Brennan. It was George Stephanopoulos. Jack, you watched Fox News Sunday.
Oh, I was so furious.
And what is it with these folks on these Sunday talk shows for these big corporate media conglomerates that claim the official stance of the intelligence community of the United States doesn't come from Robert O'Brien, the National Security Advisor, doesn't come from Gina Haspel, the head of the CIA, doesn't even come from Joseph McGuire himself. It comes from a leak to the New York Times and Washington Post through Adam Schiff's committee. So whatever Adam Schiff and the press say, without putting their damn name to it, is considered the official record. But what the actual officials in charge of this stuff say is suspect, and you're just covering up for Trump.
Did you hear the Chris Wallace interview with...
The vice president's...
Chief of staff.
Yeah, I did.
That was awful.
It was terrible. Just because the New York Times and Washington Post said this happened doesn't mean it's true. And in fact, it has been a parade of false stories, mischaracterizations to this day for 3 years.
Well, Chris Wallace has totally gone off the reservation. Yeah. He's become a leftist gorilla.
Right.
He's awful. And he was so rude to this kid.
Yeah, and by the way, when they first released that Nunes memo in 2018, what did the FBI and intelligence community say? Well, they told them behind closed doors, everything you said in this memo is correct. It's not all the information, but everything you put in there is correct. But then in public, they say, oh, the Nunes memo, if it's released, is going to get people killed. It's going to hurt national security. And then, again, a year and a half later, Horowitz vindicates Nunes and Kash Patel. Thank God, Kash Patel, the lead investigator, who is the one who essentially put together this story while being smeared all over the country through the corporate press. He is now, folks, this is a major win, the number two guy at the Office of National Intelligence. And he has a mission under Richard Grenell to clean house. The guy who investigated the abuses of the intelligence community now gets to clean up the intelligence community. No wonder the New York Times and the Washington Post and all these hack talk show hosts, and I know them when I see them.
Oh, yeah.
On these Sunday talk shows are freaking out. Because if I was working for them, I would turn around like Samuel L. in Jurassic Park and say,
hold on to your butts.
It's about to happen. Can you hear that sucking sound?
Yep, and the narrative is about to change.
We might actually get some drainage. And, oh, by the way, John Durham's still working on stuff. Hope these people freak out more. Scream louder. Put on your best Macho Man impersonation.
Ooh, brother, no, not again, brother.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Welcome back to News and Views, all you fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And I say that with love. Thank you for listening. 272-9228. 272-9228. Jack Campbell, how you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know who's doing great right now? Anybody who's gone by Heirloom Jewelers in the last couple months and sold some jewelry to Troop Booth. He's buying jewelry like crazy, folks.
Mm-hmm.
You need to give him a call. 260-0066. 260-0066. Set up an appointment with Troop Booth. And if you got any jewelry laying around the house, you might think it's just absolute junk. That's why you don't wear it anymore. And think, ah, oh, that's not even worth the trip. It is worth the trip. Troop can make your day. Or maybe you think, oh, it's too valuable. It's too expensive. I don't think Troop's going to want it. Nope. Go try Troop Booth out. You can make an appointment in the morning. He'll look over your jewelry, give you a valuation, and if you agree on the value, boom, you get paid right then and there. Also at Heirloom Jewelers, they have fine antique and estate jewelry pieces, one-of-a-kind pieces that are, well, they don't make jewelry like they used to. Great idea for a gift. Troop Booth cuts out the middleman. He and his staff are all trained at the Gemological Institute of America, so you can't go wrong. In fact, you go very, very right stopping by Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery. 6948 Vaughn Road, if you're going east on Vaughn Road, just past Bell Road on your right, or again, give them a call, 260-0066. Thank you to Troop Booth and the whole team over there at Heirloom Jewelers for being a great sponsor of the program. 272-9228. I was just talking to Jack off air that there's an interview here from CBS. You know, Catherine Herridge, she was with Fox News for most of her career.
For a long time, yeah.
Great
job. Great reporter.
Great job. And CBS News hired her. And Dan Moores and I have been worrying, are they trying to take her off the board? Like, take her out. No, her reporting has been persisting. And if you pay attention to her on Twitter and you just follow Catherine Herridge herself, she's doing great work. And there's an interview that came out, what, 2 months ago, December 4th, so more than 2 months ago, really. December 4th, 2019. It's an interview with Kash Patel. Why would Kash Patel be brought up in the news 2 months ago during the impeachment proceedings? And why would they bring up Kash Patel again? Why have they been smearing this Indian American who is essentially a symbol of the American dream? Oh, because he's actually effective. And what he says in this interview is interesting. First, let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Papa B.
Hey, Papa B.
How you doing?
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm doing good, actually. You know, I view CBS hiring Catherine. What's her last name? Herridge. Yeah, kind of like a pro athletic team hiring somebody just to put them on the bench so nobody else could use them type thing, you know. I think she was very effective at Fox News, and they wanted to take her off the playing field, you know. Y'all, is that what you think, too, or what?
That was a worry, but she's continued great reporting. She's done a very good job. It doesn't always make their high-profile network shows, but if you follow her, she's doing a great job, and there's a lot of information.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Right, like, the average person isn't going to do that.
Media, nobody's going to be digging around for it. But anyway, I was just wondering, you know, guys, I did not... I know this is an old story, but I never did hear the end of it. What happened with the little kid down in Painesville that shot the guy down there, the sheriff?
Big John.
The deputy, yeah, Big John. Browns County. What was that? What happened there?
He was charged with capital murder by the district attorney.
Yeah, and being held without bond, right, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well, so, but, I mean...
And an FBI investigator came out, and the way he described it, this kid is in a lot of trouble. It wasn't, like, there were rumors that Big John had, like, reached into the truck, and no, that's not how this happened.
Oh, okay, right, I got you. Okay. Yeah, I never did hear the, you know, actual blow-by-blow action of what happened there.
I don't want to do it from just memory of a couple months ago, so I could look it up, but what I recall, it's the kid had plenty of chance to walk the other way, and it was a cheap shot. No pun intended.
I mean, you're gonna shoot somebody. Good.
And if you add the extra tragedy, just put yourself in another kid's shoes. Big John's son was there and saw it happen. Oh,
yeah,
goodness.
Yeah. Terrible. Okay. Well, thanks for the update, and I just didn't know. So,
right.
But anyway, guys, y'all have a great one. Get out your scuba gear again. Okay?
Thank you, Papa B.
Thank you. Now, again, why would Cash Patel be brought up during the impeachment proceedings? Here's a little bit of this interview from 2 months ago.
Correspondent Catherine Herridge has the exclusive.
You're at the intersection of all of these stories, whether it's Russia collusion or now Ukraine.
Cash Patel is officially a special assistant to the president, who specializes in counterterrorism. But he's also at the center of the Russia and Ukraine investigations. He stands accused of feeding information on Ukraine to President Trump as part of an unofficial back channel.
Have you discussed Ukraine with President Trump?
Absolutely not. Not ever.
The Democrats' 300-page impeachment report says Patel spoke with Mr. Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, weeks before aid to Ukraine was suspended.
The House Democrats' impeachment report states that you spoke with Rudy Giuliani on May 10th for over 25 minutes.
That was a personal conversation that I was delighted to have with the former mayor of New York City, you know, where I grew up, and we discussed personal things.
Not Ukraine, not the hold on military aid, not the Bidens or investigations.
No.
We asked Patel about Republican claims Ukraine, not Russia, interfered in the 2016 presidential election.
What's the evidence that Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election?
That is not something that I worked on when I was at House Intel. We ran a Russian active measures investigation into the 2016 election. Whether there was Ukrainian involvement or not, I'm not able to comment on that right now.
And Catherine Herridge joins me now from...
I'm going to pause it there. But this is just more evidence, folks, that the House Democrats and Adam Schiff were trying to ruin this guy during impeachment. They had Fiona Hill testify against Cash Patel, make up more crap. This is a good day, great day in America, that Cash Patel is now in a position under Richard Grenell to clean house. Let's see if they actually accomplish it. 272-9228, got to hit another break here. More news and views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Boy, oh, boy, just what we don't need, some more rain. Rain is likely at times today and tonight. Carry the umbrella. You're going to need it. High today, 64. Low tonight, 58. Tomorrow could be a couple of leftover showers, perhaps. High temperature around 70. Then much cooler air on Wednesday. Highs in the 50s. Even colder Wednesday night, Thursday night. As we get another little taste of Arctic air, a couple of nights with freezing temperatures. We'll only be in the 40s for a high on Thursday. And then maybe upper 20s by first thing on Friday morning. Morning around dawn. Does any of this sound familiar? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Welcome back.
When you climb to the top of the mountain.
Hey, Jack, who's this singing?
Look out over the sea.
Sounds like Ethel Merman.
No.
Do you know who Ethel Merman is?
Vaguely.
There's no business like show business.
No, he's a dearly departed David Bowie. David Bowie. It ain't easy to get to heaven when you're going down.
God help his tortured soul.
I know. 272-9228. So we left off on this Kash Patel interview from 2 months ago. And the fact that they've been going after this guy for so long really, I think, confirms how effective this guy is. And bravo that he's now number two. And by the way, you can find it. Jack, I encourage you. I think you'd like the discussion. So the Rubin Report. You familiar with Dave Rubin?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just came out a couple days ago, did a full hour, 20-minute interview with Richard Grenell. Apparently, Dave Rubin and Richard Grenell are old friends.
Cool.
They kind of saw eye to eye, even though Grenell has been a Republican since 92. Grenell's also a gay man, so he fought for gay rights. He actually had to quit the Romney campaign after Romney got the nomination because people made a stink about Grenell being for gay marriage. So he quit to save the Romney campaign trouble. But he's been a Republican for several decades now. And really, it's amazing when the left assumes everything can be explained. I don't think the average person does think this. But it's a very convenient political weapon that everything is explained by people's bigotry. Not sincere beliefs.
Right.
You know, just bigotry. Okay. All right. 272-9228. But I think, folks, if you want to know who this new guy is running the intelligence agencies for a few months, Richard Grenell, go look up the Rubin Report. It's a great discussion.
Spell it.
Dave Rubin?
No, Grenell.
G-R-E-N-E-L-L. E-L-L, I believe. There might be two N's in there, though. But it also, this report here with Catherine Herridge from 2 months ago kind of confirms what I thought for a while, now that we can look back in hindsight, that the impeachment was as much a cover-up as an attempt to take out Trump.
Oh, of course it was.
They were trying to kneecap not just Trump, but all sorts of people they saw as dangerous to this unwinding, and it's unwinding and moving sideways on them fast, Russia narrative.
And to suppress the Hunter Biden stuff.
Yes. So we will see where it goes. But real quickly, before we hit our next break, Rand Paul had an op-ed out this weekend, I believe in Newsweek. It's all over the place. But I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he describes going to Dover Air Force Base with President Trump, the final homecoming of Sergeant First Class Javier J. Gutierrez and Sergeant First Class Antonio R. Rodriguez, both who gave their lives the prior weekend in Afghanistan. And so Rand Paul, especially now after the Washington Post, who, you know, you remove it from all the palace intrigue and the intelligence community, there are still good investigative reporters wherever. And the Washington Post actually did a great job with the Afghanistan papers. It's a series of investigative reports drawn from once classified memos, from memos of Donald Rumsfeld and some 400 interviews conducted by the Office of the Special Investigator General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. The Post reports confirm my worst suspicions, writes Rand Paul, about the problems inherent with nation building. The Afghan papers tell of a directionless war lacking clear or even achievable objectives. They reveal government spending statistics to the American people to present a different picture than what was happening on the ground. They show a massive waste of taxpayer resources and widespread corruption in Afghanistan. In 2015, now former ambassador and retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Douglas Lute, whom the Post noted served as the White House's Afghan war czar during the Bush and Obama administrations, told the special investigator, quote, "We were devoid of a fundamental understanding of Afghanistan. We didn't know what we were doing. We were burning $400 million per month at one point. And most of it, we could have achieved goals by spending 10% of that."
Golly.
So there are now talks going on, peace talks. And it seems like it's holding for the time being. Wouldn't it be something? Last year was 18th anniversary. Last year saw the highest number of U.S. combat casualties since 2014. It's time to bring the soldiers home. And wouldn't it be something, not just a victory for the president, a victory for the nation, a bipartisan victory, to bring the troops home before November? That would be something. And it needs to be done. And hopefully this peace deal holds. Because if it holds with the U.S. and the Taliban, then the peace process and negotiations will start with all the different parties within Afghanistan. And if you have time, go look up the Afghanistan Papers Committee hearing that Rand Paul conducted in the Foreign Relations Committee. A lot of great experts talking about how bad indeed it is in Afghanistan and the solutions for withdrawing. It's about time.
Oh, yeah.
It's about time. So I hope that will indeed come to pass. 272-9228, 272-9228. Almost done with the show on a Monday.
Can you believe it?
I know.
When you climb to the top of the mountain, look out over the sea. Think about the place perhaps where a young man could be. Then you jump back down to the rooftops. Look out over the town. Think about all of the strange things circulating around.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. Let me invite you down here. It's on the river to the Capital Oyster Bar where we cook up fresh seafood, fried, steamed, and grilled. If you had never been here, we're easy to get to right off I-65. Take that North Boulevard exit, then the first exit is Louisville Street. Hit the bottom of the ramp and turn right and turn right and turn right again. That's three times. You'll find us cooking up fresh seafood. We also got an RV park down here. We got room for you. Bring your bus down here and spend a couple of days or spend a week or two. That way, all you got to do is walk over here to the restaurant. Or you can get down here to this ever-flowing big old giant Alabama River and check it out. Also, let me tell you, you can get down here on Sunday afternoons at 5 o'clock and with your dining pleasure, you also get some fine killer music. This week out of Nashville, we got the Logan Ramp Band. That's right, Logan Ramp come first time down here bringing his band with him. Looking forward to some good blues, some good Sunday afternoon cooking some good food. Check it all out, CapitalOysterBar.com or our Facebook page. You'll see what's going on. We're having a good time. We've been missing you. Get down here soon and come on. Hungry.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Janie King, the king of clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JannieKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles at Prattville Carpet inviting you to our winter sales event going on now. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, laminate, and vinyl plank. Plus, receive 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit and half off any pet pad. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Save thousands during our winter sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Schedule your free pre-measurement today by calling 285-8117 or see them on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to, and right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Stop playing with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Lindsey Graham.
Don't you love how these candidates just barge in the studio?
Like they own the place.
God almighty.
272-9228.
Thank God you weren't Jeff Coleman.
That's part of the program, folks.
You be weighting me down.
Brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. If you're looking to buy or sell a home here in the River Region, especially in this upcoming hot, hot, hot spring market, Eddie Bader is your man. He will be your agent. He's a top-notch real estate agent, very down-to-earth guy. And if you do want to hit the spring market, hit the ground running, Eddie Bader can really spruce up your home, a little spruce here, a little spruce there, and make sure that home is ready to get off the market quickly. Call him anytime or text him even, 322-0662, 322-0662. And if you're looking to buy a place, he has listings on top of listings on top of listings, like 3301 Hammond Drive here in Montgomery, Alabama. About a listed just shy of $280,000, four-bedroom, two-bath, just shy of 2,400 square feet. Great home in the Sturbridge area. That's one of many listings for Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Give him a call today, 322-0662.
The master of real estate.
He really is. He really is a master. Very quickly, Urbanite is on the phone. Hey, Urbanite.
Hey, you know, you guys mentioned Patel. It made me think of Trump's trip to India and the lightweight coverage that's gotten over the media.
Right.
Because everybody there loves him, and they can't handle that.
No, they can't. You know,
what's funny, I understand there's about a backlog of about 400,000 Indians, mostly engineers and doctors, waiting to matriculate over here in the United States. I guarantee with that Patel guy doing what he's doing, it's going to help them out a lot.
Yeah, and if we can get India really on the side of the United States, been a little trouble because of our need to have Pakistan support with Afghanistan, but if we can get India with its billion-plus people on our side, open up their markets, these sorts of things, it'd be a nice bulwark against China.
Pakistan, do you know what a bad actor Pakistan really is?
Hmm.
If you do some, I know you love your history.
Yeah.
Do some research. My dad, when he was in the Air Force, worked over there, and he and I never saw eye to eye once I actually got into service and understood what Pakistan was about. Bad actors, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever wonder why we did what we did with Afghanistan, it's because everybody in that area was not on our side.
Yeah, the Pakistan ISS? Yeah.
I don't know, a bunch of damn Cobra trainers.
Yeah, the UN created that mess as usual.
Right.
They created that. Anyway, I know that's a touchy subject. I'm moving on.
Thanks for the call, pal.
Thank you, Urbanite. Appreciate it. Well, Jack, we're done.
I know.
You going to be back tomorrow?
Yes.
It's got a big week ahead of us. We're getting into crunch time with the election.
I'm going to stuff a sock in my mouth and keep me from being hoarse.
What, are you holding yourself hostage or something?